This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Hickenlooper moves to bar Tina Peters from DOJ Lawfare Fund. The Colorado senator plans a floor amendment to keep people convicted of election-related crimes, including the former Mesa County clerk, from drawing on the Justice Department's $1.776 billion anti-weaponization fund. Denver. United States Senator John Hickenlooper plans to offer a floor amendment that would bar former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and others convicted of election-related crimes from drawing money out of the United States Department of Justice's new $1.776 billion anti-weaponization fund, according to the Colorado Sun. State Senator Mark Baisley, a Republican and United States Senate candidate, raised the amendment on The Kim Monson Show, questioning why a member of the United States Senate would direct that office at a single Colorado. Can you imagine using an office that high, United States Senate, to go after one person in that one manner? He said. The Colorado Democrat intends to attach the amendment to a separate Republican immigration enforcement funding bill when the Senate takes that measure up. As of the broadcast, the amendment had not been introduced or voted on, and the underlying funding vote was postponed until June after Senate Republicans met with the acting attorney general. The amendment is expected to fail, but would force Republicans to vote on the record. The amendment would apply to anyone convicted of crimes tied to state or federal election interference, impersonation, identity theft, official misconduct, violation of duty in elections, or failure to comply with Secretary of State requirements, according to Hickenlooper's office. Peters' convictions place her within that group. The last thing we should do is reward these people with your taxpayer dollars, Hickenlooper said in a statement. The fund Hickenlooper wants to wall off is a Justice Department program established by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. The department announced the Anti-Weaponization Fund in a May 18 press release as part of the settlement of President Donald Trump's lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service over the leak of his tax returns. The fund will receive $1.776 billion from the Treasury Department's Judgment Fund, a standing congressional appropriation that lets the Justice Department settle and pay cases. The department said the fund offers a process for people who suffered weaponization and lawfare to seek apologies and monetary relief. The claims are voluntary with no partisan requirements, and that any leftover money reverts to the federal government. It must stop processing claims no later than December 1, 2028. Trump and his sons, who were plaintiffs in the Internal Revenue Service suit, receive a formal apology under the settlement and are themselves ineligible for any payment from the fund. Critics, Fox News reported, say the fund could compensate Trump allies who claim they were unfairly investigated. Peters, a former Mesa County clerk and recorder, was convicted in 2024 of orchestrating a 2021 breach of the county's secured election system in a bid to find evidence of 2020 voter fraud. A jury found her guilty of 4 felonies and 3 misdemeanors, and a judge sentenced her to 9 years. On May 15, Governor Jared Polis commuted her sentence, cutting it from 9 years to 4 years and 4.5 months and making her eligible for parole on June 1. The crimes you were convicted of are very serious, and you deserve to spend time in prison for these offenses, Polis wrote. However, this is an extremely unusual and lengthy sentence for a first-time offender who committed nonviolent crimes. Opposition to Peters' release has come from both parties. On May 20, the Colorado Democratic Party's Central Committee voted to censure Polis over the commutation, approving the measure with almost 90% of the vote. The censure, largely symbolic, bars Polis from being a featured speaker or honored guest at official party functions, and some Democrats call for impeachment. Republicans also objected. Matt Crane, executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association and a former Arapahoe County clerk, condemned the commutation. Rather than standing with those public servants and defending one of our nation's most cherished rights, the right to vote, Governor Polis is bending the knee to the same political forces and conspiracy movements that are actively undermining confidence in our democratic institutions, Crane said. The fund and Peters' fate have drawn national attention. Vice President J.D. Vance said it was reasonable that Peters get some compensation from the Anti-Weaponization Fund, according to a Colorado Sun fact brief. And now, Kim's perspective. The Anti-Weaponization Fund raises a fair debate about whether government ever made things right with people it wrongly targeted, and reasonable people land in different places on it. What strikes me is the spectacle around one woman from Mesa County. A United States senator is writing legislation to single her out. Her governor cut her sentence and got censured by his own party for it, and clerks on both sides of the aisle are weighing in. Tina Peters was convicted and is serving her time. We should be able to argue the principle of this fund without making any one person the trophy. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.